Kane County will no longer be part of the Lake Powell pipeline, county water officials announced last week. But as KUER's David Fox reports, that doesn't mean the project to transport water from the Colorado River to southwest Utah is slowing down.
Kane County water officials have long said their county needed the Lake Powell pipeline to keep up with expected demand. But in a surprising shift last week, the Kane County Water Conservancy District requested to withdraw from the project, citing demographic research from the University of Utah that showed slowed growth. According to the district's executive director, Mike Noel, removing Kane County from the environmental impact statement is only a temporary setback.
We're not in the EIS, but we're still very much a part of the project for the future.
Noel says that the county will still have the opportunity to connect to the pipeline later, even though it won't be involved in this iteration of the project. Rick Baxter is overseeing the project for the Bureau of Reclamation, which is the lead federal agency reviewing the pipeline. He says the project is still designed to give Kane County the option to connect, but doing so will require a new review under the National Environmental Policy Act.
As they've officially pulled out, anything that they would want to do moving into the future would require additional and new NEPA on Kane County's part.
Zachary Renstrom is the executive director of the Washington County Water Conservancy District, which is slated to receive nearly all of the 82,000 acre-feet of water that the pipeline would draw from the Colorado River each year. He says the updated analysis that led to Kane County's departure is painting a different picture of the future for his county.
What's interesting is the same process that came back and said that Kane County in the foreseeable future won't need this project, that same process is actually confirming that Washington County does need the water.
The Bureau of Reclamation has indicated that Kane County's exit will not affect the timeline of the project. David Fox, KUER News.